This is 2012 on Triple J.
Kingsmill with you tonight on the new music show 2012. We're going to catch up right now with Flying Lotus, a man much acclaimed on the electronic music scene. Comes from Los Angeles. He's 28 years of age. He comes from a musical family. He's related to Alice Coltrane, who's a famous jazz pianist from yesteryear. She was married to John Coltrane as well. And the LA producer a couple of years ago put out a stunning album called Cosmo Grammar. It was hailed for its inventiveness. It was on top of many people's albums of the year. Here's a little blast from that release by Flying Lotus. So that track from the album is called Do the Astral Plane, one of many favourites from Cosmo Grammar by Flying Lotus. And as of this Friday, he's going to be back with his fourth album. The new one for Flying Lotus is called Until the Quiet Comes. And he describes this new album as a journey. It hasn't got one consistent vibe to it. I chatted to the guy recently. I asked him, does the album have a very strong meaning to him now that he's done it?
Yeah, it does. I just listened to it this morning, actually. I hadn't heard it in a while, but I listened to it this morning, and I'm really proud of it. I think, there's a lot of experiences, but it feels very cohesive to me, and I hope that it's the same for the listener.
I've read that there's a strong inspiration of childhood, and you, when you started this work, you kind of had an idea in mind. Can you go into that? Because I think you were talking about sort of naivety and being a kid and that sort of feeling of experiencing the world and experiencing a lot of things for the first time. Is that where a lot of these ideas were actually born?
Absolutely. You know, originally I thought about doing this record as kind of an homage to psychedelic children's albums, you know, without thinking that the children were stupid, I guess. You know what I mean? It just that kind of turned into what it is. You know, it kind of turned into something totally personal. And in the end, the story for me is, you know, it's really trying to, you know, understand a new world from whatever experiences, you know, from an innocent perspective.
Were you drawing a lot on your own experience as a child? Were you remembering back to a lot of those instances that you went through?
Not really. I mean, I had a lot of things happening in my life that were very current, you know. But at the same time, when it came to making the music as my escape, you know, I tried to approach it like a beginner and try to approach it like, you know, I hadn't learned much. You know, I really tried to approach it with new ears and try different techniques that I hadn't really, more on a technical level, and just, you know, approach it so it would be brand new to me, you know, and exciting. I wanted that to translate as well in the music.
And what was that experience like? I mean, was that easier said than done?
Absolutely. We get in the way of working. You know, we find things that work for us, and then, you know, we really try to go for it. But instead, I really tried to unlearn things I'd learned and try to pretend that I didn't make these records before and try and put the past behind me in a way and not worry about expectation or any of that stuff, which it's very difficult to do.
And do you feel an obligation to the fans, though? Because obviously your last record did incredibly well for you. A lot of people would be maybe wanting more of the same.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I do consider people's opinion, but I also trust that I'm in a very specific kind of situation where I think the fans want me to do what I want to do, which is a rare thing, I think. But at the same time, I think that I have that trust. I've earned the trust that they just want me to do the things that I believe in.
you know, you're getting better known around the world for your music. Your music is kind of reaching out and resonating with a lot more people. It feels from, like, reading what you do on Twitter and reading interviews with you, it seems like you're in a good place and you're totally comfortable with where you're at right now.
Comfortable is a strong word, because I always feel like I never really get to sit in the middle of my accomplishments or anything that's happened. I never get to be like, oh, yeah, I'm living it up. You know, it's always like, it's always me trying to figure out what to do next. What else can I do? What haven't I done yet? You know, how can I make the situation even better or challenge myself? You know, all these things, I think of it all.
Do you ever get frustrated because you're doing a lot, and I get the feeling that there's a lot that you want to do? Do you ever get that that feeling that you'd be a lot happier if you could clone yourselves so that you could actually have more of you working on different projects so you could get it all done?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the hardest thing for me is sometimes is being comfortable just going to sleep knowing that I'm not doing something, you know, knowing that I'm missing out on valuable time by sleeping. You know, it kills me. And sometimes it wakes me up in the middle of the night. I don't sleep that much. You know, like last night was a really good example of that, because, you know, I went to bed quite early, but then I woke up about 4 in the morning and 5 in the morning and just started working on music, just even while the sun was still down, just to get that edge on the day.
What are you looking for? Because sometimes your pieces are instrumental, sometimes they're with vocalists. What are you looking for in a vocalist?
I like vocalists who know good balance. You know, I like vocalists who don't try to overdo things and don't try to sing on top of the beat. I like vocalists who know how to find their place in the middle of things and not try to overpower the song.
Can you find those vocalists easily, or do you think those vocalists are really hard to find?
I think a good vocalist is with ideas is hard to find. You know, there's a lot of good vocalists out there, a lot of people who can sing, but finding people with ideas is very difficult in any art form, I think.
Well, Erykah Badu has demonstrated that she's got some great ideas and has for a number of years. The process of working with someone like her, I know you've done more work with her than just this single track on this record, but what's it like working with her?
That's really cool. I mean, it's really good because, you know, Erykah, she's the real deal. You know, working with her, it's like, you know, it's not like I have to work hard to make her sound good or, you know, I have to pull things out of her. You know, she can nail things in the first take, and it's really chilling and gives me goosebumps sometimes.